The place we're sitting in at the moment, Lucas, is pretty much a legendary place. I've heard about it, and I'm actually here. Can you tell me, St John's, tell me the history behind it?
Well, Fergus Henderson, I mean, he's. If you look at a lot of British food now, and the sort of stuff that people are doing in, you know, really good gastro pubs and things, you know, a lot of them have been either been through St John or owe a debt of gratitude to St John. And it's about cooking things brilliantly, but without pretension, about using, you know, forgotten cuts of meat, about using the whole animal.
So it's
nose to tail. I mean, that's the subtitle. Is that the title? Okay.
We'll have to have a look, because there's several books actually written.
I think it is called Nose to Tail Eating is the first book, and then there's Beyond Nose to Tail is the second book. Off on my head. But it's not all meaty. But it's about a simplicity and a sort of joy of ingredients and the.
As you were chatting, there's a man walking past with a stick with a knife on it. So I'm going to have to ask. I'm really sorry. You've got a stick with a knife on there. I'm assuming that's not for the food.
Sort of.
It is for the food. What are you going to do with it?
Please don't.
I thought you were going to carve something.
No, it looked very
interesting. I don't know what he's going to do in there, but he's shut the door. We're just going to ignore. If there's screams that come from there, we'll just have to ignore it, won't we, Lucas?
Absolutely. But Fergus is sort of one of the, I mean, you know, to say the grandfathers of is to do him a disservice in terms of his age, but one of the sort of fathers of contemporary British grub, really, and it's food that fills you with joy because of its deliciousness and its sort of simplicity and its lack of mucking around with things, and he takes. Brilliant ingredients. They're cooked with skill, but without chefiness. And it's just incredibly delicious, easily edible grub, and it's wonderful.
Well, we'll have to have a look out and see if we can meet the man himself.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He was around earlier, but maybe track him down somewhere.